This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. Last time that he was on the show was the end of August, and we're talking no other than Mag One Products, Inc. Well, they trade on the CSE up there in Canada, ticker symbol MDD. They also trade down here in the States on the OTC market, MGPRF. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, Nelson Scalbania. Nelson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, we've had a lot of new listeners since the last time you were on the show. So if you wouldn't mind, just give us an about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Okay. Well, first of all, magnesium. Why magnesium? We think the use of magnesium in related products is going to increase not only for cars, because it's a quarter of the weight of steel, but also for wallboards, magnesium wallboards, and also for batteries. And just on that respect, if you look at the disasters in the United States, the fires on the west, the hurricanes on the east, and the tornadoes in the middle,
it's awful.
Here we have a wallboard that doesn't burn, no insects attack it, it can be used structurally, and the end result is it's a cheaper board and a better board. So why aren't people using magnesium wallboard? So that, I think there's going to be a large market on that. Secondly, in cars, you know, if your car is, say, 15% less weight, it's about 10% less fuel. However, where it's far more sensitive is in electric or battery-driven cars. If you're 15% less weight, it's more like 20% further range. So those two businesses will increase dramatically in the use of magnesium, both for cars and for wallboards. There's 30 billion square feet of wallboards each year in North America. So the number of wallboards that have been burnt in California or torn down on the East Coast, I think it'll be a good market. So that's why magnesium. Secondly, why Quebec, where we are? Why? Because we have free ore. We're not in the mining business. We're taking something that's mined already, which is tailings. It's 23%. Magnesium, 18% silica, 5 or 6% iron, and the rest of the stuff. So we're starting off with basically free ore. So that's to compete with the Chinese that produce some 85% of the magnesium. Starting off with free ore is great. Secondly, Quebec. Why Quebec? It's the cheapest electricity in North America, in addition. So that's the second rate. Thirdly, we're only 30, 40 miles from the largest user of magnesium, which is the United States. And currently, with NAFTA, there's no duty for us to ship it across to the U.S., whereas the Chinese pay a 50% surcharge on their magnesium. And that doesn't mean Trump's not going to change that, but at the current state, that's where it is.
Right.
And then finally, what are we doing in Quebec? Number one, we want to make magnesium oxide, MgO, which has its own market, has a very large market. And secondly, we need the MgO to make the magnesium metal. So that's the second product that we have. There's a byproduct called silica that's used in cement. That we also get that. And then we want to have an assembly plant to make magnesium wallboard there. That's kind of the third or fourth business. We are in the magnesium recycling business. You know, you can actually produce magnesium for about a third of the cost or half the cost of digging it out of the ground and processing it. And the only trouble is in the recycling business, there's a limited amount of product that you can process. And then we have a battery, a magnesium air battery that we own a company called Mag Power. And it has certain uses on it. We have prototypes and models, and we have certain uses on it. And if you don't know what magnesium air battery is, half the energy of the world comes from the oxygen in the air. And the other half is from the magnesium anode, and in between there's an electrolyte. So those are kind of our businesses, and we have a pilot plant two pilot plants. One is completed already. That's for the magnesium oxide and the silica SiO2, and then we're completing the second pilot plant. So that's kind of where we are.
Are things slowing down right now up in Quebec in retrospect to your weather and when you guys will start be able to go back to some of those plants and bring everything up to speed?
I would say the slowdown has less to do with the weather than with the season. Not much happens in Christmas and over the combination of the weather and Christmas and season, but it is slowing down for sure. But we're going to start aggressively in the new year.
You know, I was reading about you guys got some trench money. The first trench was around $980,000. Second trench was around $1.5 million. What do you plan on doing with that money?
Well, no, there's four uses. Number one, to complete the magnesium wallboard plant. Two, complete the pilot plant, the second pilot plant. Thirdly, to complete the magnesium recycle plant that we have underway. So never mind the ongoing R&D of the magnesium metal itself, which is a little more complicated and a little more time-consuming. But there's no end to the dollars that we need, and we will be looking for some dollars, and we're going to issue a new private placement and a convertible debenture in a short while.
My guest today is Nelson Scalbania. He is the CEO and chairman of Mag One Products. They trade on the CSE, ticker symbol MDD. They also trade on the OTC markets here down in the States, ticker symbol MGPRF. Give us a status on your five projects. Where are we at on that process?
Well, as I said, we hope to have two of them up in operation, making things, the mag board and the recycle business, by the third or fourth month of next year. That means, say, April. So two businesses we hope to be completed and installed and operating. The magnesium oxide plant will be later in that year. The battery business will only restart provided we have an offtake agreement with a user. The R&D is finished. The prototypes are finished. All we need now is an end user, and we have two or three end users, but that won't continue until we have an offtake agreement. And then the last one is the so-called flagship business of ours is the magnesium metal per se itself. That'll be it. We'll be lucky if we get that plant started by the first of 2019.
The last time you came on my show, your stock was trading at around 20 cents. It's at 27 cents down here in the States now, which is up about a little over 30%. If somebody was listening to this interview, why should they go out there and buy your stock at this time?
Well, first of all, I think the market cap is only 11 or 12 million to 13 million.
That is correct.
And just one of our projects would justify that market cap. But what can I say? I'm the chairman and the CEO, and if I don't believe in my business or in my stock, I shouldn't be on the air. So what can I say?
Well, in closing, Nelson, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there and stress to the listeners?
Well, I can't say that other than if you don't know much about magnesium, the use of it is certainly going to increase for the two to three reasons that I've mentioned. One is there are 30 billion square feet of wallboard that is better and cheaper than the existing convention that's out there. Secondly, the use in vehicles is going to dramatically increase, especially with a battery or electric-driven cars. And finally, lithium batteries have enough problems on their own, and there's a fair amount of work underway in magnesium batteries. So I believe the use of magnesium is going to increase a fair amount in the next while. And that's why we're in the business.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out and coming on the show. I know you're a very busy guy, and I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you come back on the show in about 45, 55 days and give us an update.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.